is WLVR News. Members of the Lehigh Valley Black Lives Matter chapter met with Allentown's mayor and head of law enforcement last week. Their demands increased police transparency and use of force policy reforms. They shared with the city 8 policing concerns, saying that officers often fail to use de-escalation tactics and need training to reduce excessive and even lethal use of force. Before that meeting, WLVR's Tyler Pratt sat down with Police Chief Glenn Granitz, an Allentown native who's been on the force for 19 years. They discussed the national calls for change and what he is doing to implement them in his department.
Do you think there are issues with how the Allentown Police Department deals with people of color?
I think the situations that we've experienced both in the city and of course that we're experiencing nationally, I think puts the onus on us to ensure that we are operating at the highest standards. I think that it requires of us an in-depth look at the way we operate. And I think it involves a great deal of community conversation. I can say that I am very happy with the direction that we've been going in, and change in many areas requires thought. It requires doing things in a way that we have the officers truly buy into what the change is here. And that's the kind of change I'm interested in.
How are you tackling racial bias in your department?
We train extensively in these areas, bias-based policing, racial and ethnic disparity. We train in the areas of procedural justice. Every use of force is monitored here in the city. Many of the reforms that are called for, like I said, I'm proud to say are things that we've done here. One thing we did last year, there's a lot of talk about body cameras and there's a lot of everyone needs them. You know, we've had body cameras on all of our patrol officers now for 5 years. We're on our second generation of body cameras because we saw where deficiencies were. We were able again to get grant funding to help us get to where we want to be. In last November, the city supported a supervisory position where that sergeant does nothing but review body camera footage. And that's a credit to the city of Allentown for being willing to take that step. And that's, you know, people talk about police unions and things. That's something that our officers were supportive of. That's not something there was any kickback to, if that makes sense.
You became chief of police in 2019, and this is roughly a year after a violent arrest by officers that showed a man kicked and beaten. What have you done since to make sure that that doesn't happen again?
Well, like I said, all I can say is I was made chief in October of last year. And in November, we put forward that position where we are reviewing all forms of use of force. We are randomly reviewing video from an on-the-street supervisor level all the way up through the administration. When you make that kind of commitment to doing things the right way and to monitoring things yourself, I think that that's a clear indication of where I want to be. And I think it's a clear indication of where the Allentown police officers want to be.
These concerns coming from Black Lives Matter, what would you say to help quell them or know that you are listening?
Tyler, I think we've already done that. I mean, I'm the one that reached out to them before their protest scheduled, wanted to meet with them to ensure that they had a safe protest. As police officers, I believe our number one or one of our major goals is ensuring everyone's constitutional rights. And that's, of course, the right to peacefully assemble and protest. Beyond that, it's about talking about what we're doing here. Are we meeting the standards that they would like us to have, that the community would like us to have? And if we're not, then we need to have conversations about what changes would and need to be made to make sure we get to those levels.
Many people are saying that they don't want more conversations. They want action right now. How do you respond to that?
I think that's a fair and honest request. I can tell you that my background is investigations. And for many years, I was a homicide detective. And for many years, I saw pain and grief and tragedy in families' eyes. And there was always the want to jump to the quickest answer. Everybody wants an answer right away. They want an arrest in a situation like that, and rightfully so. But many times, the feelings or the thoughts of a family or someone close to a victim is, if I would have jumped to that conclusion, I would have been wrong. And what is incumbent upon myself here is to guide an agency that has really good people here. who are doing really hard work and who have been asked even over the past few months to even extend the amount of work even beyond what they've been doing. So I owe it to all sides in this to stay calm, to keep moving. And I agree, it does need to be more than conversation, but it's also to educate people on what we are already accomplishing here in the Allentown Police Department and to provide a roadmap of where we as a community, officers included, where we want to be at the end of this.
That was Allentown's Chief of Police, Glenn Granitz, speaking with WLVR's Tyler Pratt. Tomorrow, we'll share a second part of their conversation where Granitz addresses nationwide calls to defund police departments.